This is Richard Roth. I'm here with Ellen Thurston and our guest, Juliet Krill, who's going to talk about a specific part of Winter Walk this weekend, which is Below Third. Juliet, welcome.
Thank you.
Where shall we start? You are, I believe you're the president of the Below Third Association?
Actually, I'm not. I'm not an officer at this point. Was one of the originators and very devoted to the cause.
I see. And one thing we know for sure is there's an eggnog challenge.
That's right. That's right. It's our second annual eggnog challenge. The first year we did Winter Walk, we had the 12 days of Christmas, and that was a lot of fun. But last year we tried an eggnog challenge. It was very successful. We had voting. Tommy's Nail Salon won first place last year, and I at least am dedicated to beat him this year. We're teaming up with Savoia. J. Damiani Gallery is teaming up with Savoia with the Sicilian Kissed Eggnog. But we have 13 participants. Would it be right if I name them?
Oh, well, I think that'd be excellent.
Thank you. Limner Gallery is doing their organic eggnog and hot spice tea. Savoy and J. Damiani Gallery are teaming up with the Sicilian Kissed Eggnog.
How you explained that that includes the amaretto.
Has a little amaretto, among other things. Mod Restaurant is doing the Mod Nog. Columbia County Council on the Arts will have Winter Clouds Eggnog. Vico Restaurant has their Godiva White Chocolate Eggnog. Café La Perche is doing Eggnog de Perche. J. Damiani Gallery is serving Glühwein, which has been a classic tradition at J. Damiani Gallery.
Now, what is Glühwein?
Glühwein is a German wine with vanilla, cloves, many spices, sambuca. It's very interesting, but very traditional, and we've been doing it at J. Damiani Gallery since we opened.
And a little break from eggnog per se.
That's right. the chocolate bar, which is going to be open for Winter Walk in at 1 Warren Street, is serving everything chocolate eggnog. And the Dakota, one of our new shops, is doing va-va-va-voom eggnog. Verdigris Tea is serving the chai eggnog, and I think actually that's being provided by Lillian Liu. BCB Art is doing an eggnog and also their hot cider, which they traditionally serve. Oh, I'm sorry, Lillian Liu is doing Just Say Nog, and theirs is being served at, that is pretty clever, that's being served at Verdigris. And Tommy's Nail Spa and Gallery is serving coconut liqueur eggnog and also their white chocolate eggnog.
And I think it was the white chocolate that got them the prize last year.
I believe they did.
I just want to say two things about the eggnog challenge. First of all, of course, there are family-friendly versions of all of the eggnogs. And before you can vote, you have to sample the eggnogs, which is the most wonderful part of it.
I wonder if anybody will make all 13 stops.
Well, we start at 1 Warren Street at the chocolate bar. And up to 238 Warren Street, which is Tommy's Nail Spa and Gallery, and in between. Some of us are actually serving our eggnog at other vendors' locales. So there are, I think, maybe 10 locations, even though there are 13 eggnogs.
And they're all Below Third.
That's right, Ellen.
How long have you had the Below Third?
Well, the concept started sometime in, I have to say, February or March of 2009. Pretty much officially organized in May, I believe, of 2009. And since then, as you probably know, we've had our third annual Taste of Hudson. We did our first car show last May. We recently worked down at the Parade Hill with Ben Eaton, the secret gardener, and with the assistance of the city to just dig up some of the dead plants, replant. We're trying to beautify Parade Hill to encourage people to use it a little bit more. But we love a project. We're talking about maybe doing a St. Patrick's Day with some Irish dancers for you all on Warren Street, maybe close off the block and have a little dancing. So we're welcome to any ideas.
Now I believe you told me there's going to be a tent.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a warming tent this year. I'm not so sure we're going to need it as some years in the past, but there will be a warming tent. Kentelli's is assisting us with that. It'll be heated. We have a Santa. when Santa's finished with his projects that he's doing for the city of Hudson and the Hudson Opera House. And of course, we want to make sure that we thank the Hudson Opera House for this project. It's wonderful. But we will have a Santa. And last I knew, DJ Fuse is going to be providing some holiday music for us in and or about the tent.
Now, Ellen, the Winter Walk will run all the way from 7th Street to Front Street?
That's right. You know, the Chamber of Commerce has recently moved to the old Washington Hose Firehouse down at Promenade Hill, way down on Front Street. And I encourage people to go down even that far. It's a long trek, but I have to say that Winter Walkers seem very intrepid. Nothing seems to stop them. So from 8th Street to Front Street, there are going to be all kinds of things going on. I wanted to just comment on something about Below Third and what it reminds me of. They've made really great strides in the short time they've been in existence. And they're, as they say, they love projects and they're great at them. And they've all been really great. Taste of Hudson brings a big crowd of people who want to sample restaurants and caterers from Columbia County. It's always wonderful. But when, you know, Winter Walk is now in its 15th. This is the 15th annual Winter Walk that the Opera House has sponsored. And I remember the very first year when Winter Walk was only in the 500 and 600 block. Those were the main blocks in the business district. And it was very hard to get people to cross 5th Street. But Winter Walk is kind of reflective of the growth of the city, or of the retail district at any rate. After a while, people began to move more into the 400 block, and then you couldn't get them to go cross 4th Street. Then suddenly there was Face Stockholm and Hudson and Hedstrom and Judd and a couple of other businesses. And then they began to go across. But 3rd Street was a biggie. It was really hard to get people to go across 3rd Street. We put live reindeer down there. We tried putting all kinds of attractions. And finally, as the blocks begin to fill up and in the upper part of the district, and there are no more empty storefronts, people are forced to go, you know, to other areas. And there's been a sudden explosion, right, Juliet, with these new shops in the 200 block.
I would say absolutely been an explosion. We, for example, went there by choice, not because we ran out of room. We had a shop in the 400 block and moved.
Oh, that's right.
Nonetheless, you know, we still, I think, treasure the residential aspect of Below Third. And we have many members who are residents, mm-hmm. don't own a business, have nothing to do with a business, and participate and support us. So, you know, it's our goal to maintain the integrity of the neighborhood as it is, which includes some full-time residents, young and old, some perhaps rentals, but also some folks that have been there perhaps longest tenants in the city, most particularly Marion Tenney, Abbott Tabel. Mm-hmm. I don't know anyone who's lived on Warren Street as long as they have. But anyway, it really is a wonderful place to be. And, you know, folks like, you know, groups like the Hudson Opera House and really any of the business, the Hudson Business Coalition, we all work together to make all this happen. I think we're unique mainly because of the residential aspect, and I think that's maybe what singles us out.
Have you found that traffic has been increasing steadily?
Absolutely, yeah, it has.
And the Chamber of Commerce being down there is bound help, right?
That's really sweet. You know, first of all, they cleaned up the building. The building is gorgeous. It's really perfect that the park is going to be cleaned up. We're working on that. Folks take great care of their property. People that are buying are spending a lot of time, a lot of effort, and funds to make it really, really just a beautiful neighborhood. And it's a beautiful city. I mean, you know, but it was lacking previously. There were some places down there that had been abandoned for a long time, and they're not anymore.
Well, there's rumor that an association called 7-Up may form above 7th Street, so we look forward to that, too.
We've heard that, Ellen, and actually we've kind of reached out to them and they to us, and we offered to help them out and just kind of show them what we did to get it started, and we're there for them.
That's great.
I believe, Tom, there's going to be some kind of an open house here at the radio station. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but something of the sort will be going on that they're organizing, I think, downstairs with the proposed Acres food co-op, too.
Right. There's going to be an open house downstairs. There's going to be a lot going on at Winter Walk, all over the place, but
now tell us a few.
Don't miss below third.
Tell us a few highlights above
highlights?
Third while we're here.
I don't know if I'm prepared to do highlights quite yet, but we, we try to put entertainment on the street and make sure that people keep moving. I think there's going to be more dance, I think, this year. I mean, you start out thinking there isn't going to be any dance, and then suddenly all these groups sort of come forward, and that's pretty exciting, I think. The Hoops, what does she call herself? The spinstress, Vanessa Bear, who's been teaching hula hoop at Helsinki and various places, has formed a group called the Hudson Hoopettes, I believe, and they're going to be performing in the 300 block at the Sorted Studio. I think that's going to be worth seeing. There's talk of some line dancing happening. There may be some cheerleading group. We don't know yet about that. It's all pretty haphazard, but somehow it happens. There will be horse-drawn wagon rides around 7th Street Park. I think the interesting thing to me, I always look to see how many new shops there are since the last Winter Walk. And this year, I've counted 23. So I think people are interested in seeing new places, and this is a good opportunity to just check them out.
Now, have you kept track of how many people come?
That is a kind of impossible chore, I'm finding. We once had a photo that was taken from a second story in the 500 block looking down on the number of people, and you could kind of count, say, in front of this building there are 50 people. You could, multiply, and it came out to something like 10,000.
Wow.
The police do estimate it at higher than that. I know there are thousands. It's not hundreds, it's thousands. And people need to get there early to find a good parking spot. There are all the municipal lots, all of the county lots are available to us that night. The consolidated firehouse at 6th and Washington, that lot is available. The lots down on the waterfront are available.
But now Warren Street is closed to traffic entire length,
yes.
Right? But not Union or Columbia.
No, and there are free trolleys on Columbia all night long. The street is like a mile long if you do the entire thing, and that's a long trek for some people, including me. I will be on my golf cart riding around.
Oh, you will?
Sure.
I'm jealous.
What is there anything else you'd like to tell us about Below Third, Juliet?
No, I appreciate it very much. Just to remind folks that we do have a website, belowthird.com. It's B-E-L-O, the number 3RD.com. It'll let you know what events we have going on. We typically have gallery strolls at least every 2-3 months where the galleries Below Third get together, stay open late, offer refreshments, often have openings of new artists. But we do that together. We do pretty much everything we can together. And that unification, I think, is what keeps us focused on keeping that neighborhood attitude.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks, Juliet. Thank you.
That's the Vince Guaraldi Trio. I'm the Snoopy theme song, the Peanuts Christmas theme song there. Christmas Time is Here on the WGXC Afternoon Show.
Hi, this is Ellen Thurston to tell you